Jimmy, the Prairie Flowers, a three-piece Americana band composed of Lindsay Evans, Dana Perry, and Sharona York, are proud to announce the release of their heartfelt new single, Ribbons and Pink. And it's available on all streaming platforms starting October 20th. That's tomorrow. The poignant song, written by Lindsay Evans and Shondell Marks of Gin Chocolate Bottle Rockets, reflects Lindsay's personal journey through breast cancer treatment, embodying themes of strength, resilience, and hope. Lindsay, Dana, Sharona, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thanks for having us.
First of all, Lindsay Evans is in the house.
Hey!
Great to see you again.
You too.
And Sharona, it's great to see you again, too. It's been, I think, I don't know when.
It's been some time, yeah. Yes.
And
good
Dana,
to see you too.
Dana, I feel like it's been forever since we saw each other.
Approximately 10 years.
Yeah.
At least a half an hour.
You know, one thing that's really cool, I don't know, Rocker. I think, never mind. I lost my train of thought.
Uh-oh. So, you know, we were just talking about Megatone Studios, and Jimmy was just telling me that your new song was recorded with Paul Schneider out at Megatone Studios. I was like, well, was it at the old studio or the new one?
It was in Mount Horeb at the new studio.
Oh, how is it? Tell us about that new studio.
It is beautiful. I mean, the old studio was great. Great sound. Sexy Esther recorded there. It was wonderful. I mean, you've got Paul. You've got something great. But this new studio is so beautiful. You guys need to come out and visit it.
Wow, I do. And he's up for a Mama Award tomorrow night. So we'll see if he wins. And, you know, speaking of Sexy Esther, we saw a couple of reunions were happening. Or anything happening with Sexy Esther? What's the status?
The status is zil. Roscoe, our keyboard player, my brother, moved to South Carolina. He's there. And it's just, I don't know. It wouldn't be the same without him.
Yeah.
Maybe sometime if he comes back, we'll figure that out. But as of now, it's not going to happen.
You get the Sexy Esther jumbo jet to pick him up and bring him up for a show or something like that.
There you go.
Yeah, you still have that jet, right?
The one in my dreams?
The one in the dreams, yeah. You still got it. Excellent.
Air Force 3. Lindsay, tell us about your new band and how this superstar lineup of Lindsay Evans, Sharona Yorks, and Dana Perry come together. I mean, this is the definition of a power trio here.
Yeah. I have always wanted to do harmony band, and being in Sexy Esther, it was me and, you know, we had one other female member for a little while, but it was me and four other guys most of the time. And to be in a group with all women and those harmonies, and I grew up on 90s country along with classic rock and top 40 hits, but I love the Americana and the bluegrass, and that's kind of where we're going with this. And Sharona and I both live in Mount Horeb now. We moved out to Mount Horeb in 2019, and I asked her if she would do this project with me, and she said yes.
I definitely said yes.
And then we were like, Dana Perry, do you think Dana Perry will join us?
Come on, Dana!
I definitely also said yes.
Yes.
Wow.
You know, Mount Horeb has been, we've had quite a few people from Mount Horeb, the Wednesday Night Lives.
Mandy Potter.
Mandy Potter, yep. And a few other people are living out. And there's actually a strong music scene and club scene in Mount Horeb.
There's a huge music scene there. I was really surprised when we moved out there because I was scared. But I've got like a whole new musical community and family there.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, Madison is getting more expensive to move into.
Yes.
And I think that a lot of people are moving kind of out to the suburbs, if you will. Mm-hmm. And that includes a lot of musicians. And now let's go to Sharona York. You sang for the Charm School Rejects, to name a few. What's your backstory? Let's get to know you. Who are you?
Yes. So I have been singing since I could basically talk. And like in high school, I was involved in like soul ensemble, all the musicals, all the band stuff. I mean, I was definitely a musical kid. And it just fell into my lap to front a few bands. Charm School Rejects is one. Probably my local claim to fame. But it was just so exciting getting that band together. And I've always been in cover bands. So now I have the opportunity to sing with these two talented ladies in an original band. And it's just so exciting. It's like this interview is like totally new for me. Like these are all just new experiences. Like hearing our song on the radio, I was like, oh, this is so cool.
Yeah.
Because you just don't get that in a cover band.
No, you don't.
No. So, and I know we've been looking at doing an interview for a while. And I finally have original music that I can come here for and do an interview.
Oh, that is so cool. Well, that's awesome. Well, we can't wait to see the band and hear the new song. And now, Dana Perry, dare I say rock star.
Kill the rock star.
You joined up with Prairie Flowers recently. You do so much, like you needed another band. Like, why did you join this band?
Oh, man, because Lindsay asked.
Wow.
It's so fun, you know, because I've been a big fan of Sexy Esther for years. Lindsay was one of the first kind of like big local music faces I saw when I moved to Madison like 12 years ago almost. And, you know, she was just so supportive and it was just an open mic, but just you looking at me like made me feel like a rock star. I was like, that's the lady from the poster I saw. So that was pretty cool, you know. So it was, and I had been a fan for several years, but, you know, we didn't really get a lot of our opportunities to kind of one-on-one hang out. But we coach at Girls Rock Camp together. And I remember a time or two, you were kind of sitting in Lindsay tinkering on guitar. And I was just like, oh, you're learning guitar? Do you have a new band? You know, just kind of like sticking a toe in, like maybe I could sing with Lindsay someday. And it was just, I don't know how much longer, like months later or something like that, where she had reached out and so they said that they were looking for a guitar player and a third harmony. And I was like, yeah, man, that sounds like fun. And at the time, you know, I'm, you know, as many songwriters do, you kind of hit these slumps where there's not a lot of new stuff coming out. And I was like, you know, maybe I just need like a group that already exists and I can just kind of get in there and play guitar and throw some harmonies down and just kind of do something different for a little while to kind of build the bubbles and inspire again. And it really has. I'm working on new stuff, so it's been inspiring for sure, and it's cool to create, to co-write too. I don't have a lot of co-writing experience at all, so it's been fun.
I was just going to ask about the writing process. Each of you individually are spectacular songwriters, and you know, made great songs. But getting together with this group, the three of you, how has the writing impacted you all? Where are the inspirations coming from?
That's a good question. And Lindsay and Adam, her husband, Adam Eater, of course, of Sexy Esther as well, did some co-writing for a handful of songs, right, to kind of kick it off?
Yeah. We co-wrote three or four of the songs that we're playing live, and which are really fun. But now we've been writing a couple songs together, and it's really fun. It's a different perspective.
Yeah. It's been kind of cool. Lindsay brings a lot to the table, and as a vocalist, she's just kind of like has these ideas that come out, and she'll just be like, you guys, here's like a whole bunch of words, and she'll just like drop it in the band. I was like, that's awesome, that's cute. And then Adam will be like, maybe it could be I like that Adam's a part of the process from time to time, just because it's, you know, I feel like I get to write with Sexy Esther too, and in addition to Prairie Flowers, so that's fun. But and then, you know, and then Lindsay will kind of bring it to the table, and Sharona will be like, oh, that's cool, maybe we could say this here, you know. It just kind of builds off of stuff as it goes, you know. And then I go, I think the guitar is doing this. Hey, okay, that sounds okay. So
I was going to ask about the instrumentation. Like, who plays what here? Is it just you playing guitar? What other instrumentation is in the band?
Yeah, it's my guitar and our three voices, and Sharona does some rock and kazoo solos.
Yeah. I play a little harmonica. Yes, some tambourine.
Lindsay's been playing some harmonica, which is pretty sweet. Okay. Sometimes there's harmonizing kazoos. I don't want to brag, but you know.
That's taking the kazoo to the whole new level right there.
I never knew kazoos. About kazoos.
Well, we're big fans of Art Paul Schlosser. So.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
So, you know, I totally influence. Thought him. When
yeah,
you...
he's a huge influence on us.
And we like to add a little silliness to our show. So the kazoo, you know, it just brings out laughter in people. You know, everybody should own a kazoo.
Yes.
Everybody should, because it makes people happy.
And you need... Really, I mean, I could play a kazoo. I have zero musical talent.
Yeah, you just got to be able to hum.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah.
And the greatest thing, like, especially if you've got, like, a ripping guitar solo, like you haven't heard it until you've heard it on kazoo. Like, yeah. So if we do a cover song and like here comes that guitar solo, they'll be like, oh my God, she just whipped out a kazoo and did that solo on the kazoo. So it's just a whole lot of fun. But you know, we're talking about adding some other members in terms of like playing bigger shows. We might have some other members join us here pretty soon. When we do record the full album, we're talking about having other instrumentations on there.
So you're notorious for that. Having a project, you've done this on your own albums, Dana, where you bring in people, special guests, special performances, and it always turns out so wonderful.
Yeah, it's so fun. That's the way I do really, like, I have more collaboration experience points logged in, is just kind of gathering for the music. You know, I always just, there's so many great musicians here in Madison. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. So.
And Lindsay, you have a history of doing that as well, performing at the Mamas and even, like you said, in Sexy Esther, too.
Yeah.
And it's fun, right?
It's so much fun. Yeah.
Well, I know Jen Farley is a killer kazoo player.
Yes, she is.
I don't know if you've seen her play yet.
Her kazoo is epic. Yes.
It is.
It's huge.
I aspire to be as good as her.
Wow.
We're jealous of Jen Farley's great big kazoo.
Oh, the Prairie Flowers are performing live at the Cargo Coffee on East Washington in Madison on December 13th. How can we keep up with the band's schedule online?
We post it on Facebook. That's where you should look for it, is on Facebook. It's Facebook, The Prairie Flowers.
Facebook, The Prairie Flowers.
Don't forget the. You need the.
The Prairie Flowers.
There's a band in Canada called Prairie Flowers. We had to add the.
Oh, I see. That differentiates it. The Prairie Flowers are premiering their first single, Ribbons and Pink, tonight on Max Inc. Radio. It's written by Lindsay Evans and Shondell Marks of Gin Chocolate and Bottle Rockets, and it's about Lindsay's battle with breast cancer, recorded in Megatone Studios. Lindsay, tell us about the song before we take a listen.
So I got diagnosed with breast cancer in September of 2020. It was a wild time to be alive, I tell you that. I had a lot of trauma from that, going to all of my appointments by myself, my surgery, my chemo, my radiation, like I did all of it by myself. But I had a huge support system behind me. But I had, you know, Shondell Marks, a friend of mine, she reached out, and she's a music therapist too, as well as a musician, and asked if she could help me in any way musically, if we wanted to write together anytime. And I was like, well, actually, I have lyrics and a little bit of a melody to this song that I'm writing to my breast cancer that I need help with. And it was something that I had written so many songs with Adam. I wanted to do this with someone who wasn't such a part of my process, like through my battle, because Adam was there with me every step of the way. So I needed someone outside to help me with it. And she came one night and we just worked it out, and it was so cathartic and therapeutic to write the song and get it done, and then to perform it and record it. And, you know, this is all over a few years that all this is happening. And now to have it, to be able to release it to everyone and hope that it helps someone else. Each part of that is part of my mental health healing, which comes along with a battle like that.
And what's really cool about that, you're really open about sharing your story. And I can only imagine that it empowers other people going through the same situation, the same power as well. You're passing it along by telling your story.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope it helps people. That's the whole thing. And we, you know, people donated to help us record this so that we would be able to release it for free and just give it to everybody. It's not for sale. Just please have it and share it with anybody who needs it.
Well, let's share it with the people right now. Brand new music here on Max Inc. Radio by The Prairie Flowers. The song is called Ribbons in Pink. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
I'll never forget the day that I found you. I was nervous but confident. You were nothing to fear. But then my whole world, my whole world was shaken. Now you had taken my armor away. Feeling crushed, feeling broken and then cut wide open, LA wrong exposed. Fill my veins with poison to kill you. Burn my skin where you touch me, you won't take me down. You won't take me down. I never asked to wear pink, I never asked to wear ribbons, but that's what I was given, and I wear them with pride. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger, and I'm stronger than ever. Oh, I'm stronger than ever. In my ribbons and pink.